I'd like to thank you for taking some time to sit down with us today and seek the Lord's face and understand what He would like us to have from Him in this Christmas season. This week's message is a little different. I designed it to be a Christmas Eve service, and then logistics didn't allow that to work out. So I'm going to do that today. It's designed a lot different. It's got a lot more scripture and a lot less commentary from me. So I wrote this message for December 19th of 2021, titled it "The Comings of Our King." And the concept is Jesus does not come just at Christmas, but comes in a variety of forms over an eternal period of time. So my outline, the comings of our King, point one, the coming of our King past, point two, the coming of our King present, and point three, the coming of our King future. And I will confess that all of the commercials this time of year with the Ebenezer Scrooge, past, present, future, had an influence on my thinking. But there is this reality of Christ in the past, Christ in the present, and Christ in the future. In Revelations 19:20 tells us this truth. His name is the Word of God. Jesus is the creator of all. We often call him Jesus. Some of us call him Savior, and few call him Lord. The comings of our King past. Point one, Jesus is all God. Your blanks are all God. Jesus is all God. And let's start before the beginning of everything. The Word became flesh. In our service, Steve would read this passage from John chapter 1, verses 1 to 18. In the beginning, the Word was already there. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and all things were made through Him. Nothing that has been made was made without him. Life was in him, and that life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. The Word was in the world that was made through him, but the world did not recognize him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. Some people did accept him. They believed in his name. He gave them the right to become the children of God. To be a child of God has nothing to do with human parents. Children of God are not born because of a human choice or because a husband wants them to be born. They are born because of what God does. The Word became a human being. He made his home with us. We have seen his glory. It is the glory of the one and only Son. He came from the Father, and he was full of grace and truth. We have all received one blessing after another. God's grace is not limited. Moses gave us the law. Jesus Christ has given us grace and truth. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only Son, is at the Father's side. He has shown us what God is like. That's the end of our passage from John 1. So point two on our outline, the coming of our King present. Point two, Jesus is all man. And all man are your blanks. So point one was Jesus was all God. Point two, Jesus is all man. Next, his beginning. The birth of Jesus foretold. And Deb will read this for us in worship. Luke 1, 26 to 38 goes like this. In the sixth month after Elizabeth had become pregnant, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee. He is sent to a virgin. The girl was engaged to a man named Joseph. He came from the family line of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel greeted her and said, "The Lord has given you special favor. He is with you." Mary was very upset because of his words. She wondered what kind of a greeting this could be. But the angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. God is very pleased with you. The Lord God will make him king like his father David of long ago. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son. You must name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High God. The Lord God will make him a king like his father David long ago. He will rule forever over his people who come from Jacob's family. His kingdom will never end." "How can this be?" Mary asked the angel. "I'm a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come to you. The power of the Most High God will cover you. So the Holy One that is born will be called the Son of God. Nothing is impossible with God." Mary answered, "I serve the Lord. May it happen to me just as you said it would." Then the angel left her. That's the end. Next, let's look into point three, his first entrance, the birth of Jesus Christ. And Ken will read this for us. It's from Matthew 1, 18 to 25. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary and Joseph were promised to get married. But before they started to live together, it became clear that she was going to have a baby. She became pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph was a godly man. He didn't want to put her to public shame, so he planned to divorce her quietly. But as Joseph was thinking about this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. The angel said, "Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife. The baby inside her is from the Holy Spirit. She is going to have a son. You must give him the name Jesus. That is because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to bring about what the Lord had said would happen. He had said through the prophet, "The virgin is going to have a baby. She will give birth to a son, and he will be called Emmanuel." That's from Isaiah 7:14. The name Emmanuel means God with us. Joseph woke up. He did what the angel of the Lord commanded him to do. He took Mary home as his wife, but he did not make love to her until after she had given birth to a son. And Joseph gave him the name Jesus. That's the beginning of the man. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ, Ken will read from Luke 2, 5, and then 4 to 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus made a law. It required that all people be made, it required that a list be made of everyone in the whole Roman world. So Joseph went also. He went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea. That was where Bethlehem, the town of David, was. Joseph went there because he belonged to the family line of David. He went there with Mary to be listed. Mary was engaged to him, and she was expecting a baby. While Joseph and Mary were there, the time for the child to be born. She gave birth to her first baby. It was a boy. She wrapped him in long strips of cloth. Then she placed him in a manger. There was no room for them in the inn. Now we'll look at the shepherds and the angels, and Dan would read this to us. It's from Luke 2, 8 to 11. There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby. It was night, and they were looking after their sheep. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I will bring you good news of great joy. It is for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." That's the end of that passage of Luke. So now looks at point three, the coming of our King future. The firstborn of a new creation. Point four, the firstborn of a new creation. And your four blanks are firstborn, new creation. Now let's look into his second entrance, Jesus' second entrance. The resurrection of Jesus Christ, and Yvette will read this to us. It's from Luke 24, verses 1 to 8. It was very early in the morning on the first day of the week. The women took the spices they had prepared. They went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from it. When they entered the tomb, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. They were wondering about this. Suddenly, two men in clothes as bright as lightning stood beside them. "Jesus is not here. He has risen. Remember how he had told you he would rise? It was while you were still in Galilee. He said the Son of Man must be handed over to sinful people. He must be nailed to a cross. On the third day, he will rise from the dead." Then the women remembered Jesus' words. The end. Point five, Jesus is the victorious conquering king. Now let's look at the last entrance of our king. The rider on a white horse. Denise will read this to us. Revelations 19, 11 to 16. I saw heaven standing open. There in front of me was a white horse. Its rider is called Faithful and True. He will judge or make war. He is always fair. His eyes were like blazing fire. On his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that only he knows. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood. His name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses. They were dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of the rider's mouth comes a sharp sword. He will strike down the nations with it. Scripture says, he will rule over them with an iron rod. He stamps out the grapes of God's winepress. The winepress stands for a terrible anger of the Lord who rules over all. Here is the name that is written on the rider's robe and on his thigh. The greatest king of all and the most powerful and wonderful Lord of all. That's the end of Revelations, but is the great new beginning of our Savior. Our next idea is Jesus is coming soon. And Don is going to read this for us. It's from Revelations 22. 6 and 7. The angel said to me, "You can trust these words. They are true. The Lord is the God of the spirits of the prophets. He sent his angels to show those who serve him the things that must soon take place. Look, I'm coming soon. Blessed are those who obey the words of prophecy in this book. Let those who are doing wrong keep on doing wrong. Let those who do evil continue to be evil. Let those who do what is right keep on doing what is right. And let those who are holy continue to be holy." Look, I am coming soon. I will bring my rewards with me. I will reward each person for what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the first and the last. I am the beginning and the end. That's the end of our reading from Revelations. Revelations tells us Jesus is the beginning and the end. It tells us his name is the Word of God. It tells us Jesus is the creator of all. It tells us Jesus is truth. We often call him Jesus. Some of us have come to call him Savior, and few call him Lord. We have a glorious, wonderful God. From the very beginning of time, he has spoken to his creation. From his amazing grace, he has inspired and indwelt people to write down the truth about him and us. He has been faithful to tell us ahead of time what he's going to do. Then he has been true to his word and done it. The life, death, and resurrection from the dead of Jesus Christ has fulfilled all God's requirements for one to be redeemed from the dead race of Adam, just as he promised. The great gift of Christmas this year is life. God the Father, his Son Jesus, and their Holy Spirit offer life in and with them. To receive this great and glorious gift, one needs only to reach out in faith, believing in Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior, and receive this gift of grace and life. Jesus made us, redeemed us, desires to live in us and through us, and will soon return to reconcile and restore his creation. One could do well to open themselves up to him this Christmas and all days to follow. Will you open his gift of grace? Let's pray. We'll read this from Philippians 2, 12 to 18. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you and will act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure. Children of God without fault are wrapped in a crooked generation. And then you will be able to boast on the day of Christ. So you too should be glad and rejoice with me. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky, as you hold firmly to the word of life. Please come forward and light your candle on the way into the world. Thanks for coming.
It's my time to go, but before I leave, go tell the world about me. I was dead, but now I live. I've gotta go now for a little while, but goodbye. The end. Don't forget. there's much to do here before you leave. So go tell the world about me. I was dead, but now I live. I've gotta go now for a little while. But goodbye is not the end of the journey. Oh!